Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 5th to the 11th, 2013. The Palestinian Authority voiced concerns this week due to Israeli reluctance of releasing political prisoners, while Israeli army attacks targeting Palestinian communities leave a number of injured civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, 7 arrested, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked on Friday the weekly protests organized at the villages of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in, Ni'lin in central West Bank and Kufr Kaddoum in the north, as well as Al-Ma'sara village in southern West Bank. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
Israeli troops arrested on Friday 4 international supporters and 3 local activists as they attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlements protest at the village of Al-Ma'sara. Troops attacked the protest before leaving the village and used rifle butts and batons to force people back into the village. At the village of Al-Nabi Saleh, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to suppress the villagers and their supporters before even leaving the village. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas bombs into residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, villagers and their supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli troops stationed there fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the unarmed protesters. As a result, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers surrounded the village of Kufr Kaddoum and did not allow journalists and international supporters to enter the village to take part of the weekly protest there. Moreover, troops attacked the protest before leaving the village and fired tear gas at residents. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura.
The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against Israeli reluctance regarding release of Palestinian political prisoners. Meanwhile, unilateral Israeli actions across the occupied Arab city of Jerusalem continues. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Abbas says he would be willing to head back for United Nations if Israeli unilateral actions continue. Abbas stated that Israel has not yet committed to what had been agreed upon for underway peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. He maintained that if Israel will not release Palestinian prisoners detained prior to the Oslo Accord of 1993, he would consider going to the United Nations for discussions. He also denounced Israeli unilateral actions in East Jerusalem, which the UN has recognized as part of a future Palestinian state. Palestinians and Israelis agreed under patronage of United States to resume their peace talks after Israel agreed to release those prisoners. Israel still holds more than 4,500 Palestinian prisoners, including those held prior to the Oslo Agreement of 1993. Also, Israel continues colonial settlement activities on the occupied East Jerusalem, something that is against international law and United Nations legitimacy resolutions. In a related news, Arab States League warned the Republic of Cheikh against the latter's intention to transfer the Cheikh embassy from Tel Aviv to the occupied Palestinian city of East Jerusalem. On the intra-Palestinian situation, Khaled Mashal, political leader of the Islamist Hamas party, called from exile for a unified national Palestinian position over Israel's actions in East Jerusalem, mainly attacks by armed Israeli settlers on the Palestinian population. Mashal called on the rival Fatah Party for discussions on the issue. President Abbas of the Fatah Party earlier said that there is no way Palestinians would further go into split and that he is seeking conciliation with Hamas on basis of new democratic elections. Hamas and Fatah have split since 2007 when Hamas took over Gaza. Hamas won 2006 elections, but since then, international community and Israel have boycotted Hamas unless it renounces violence, accepts past signed agreements with Israel, and recognizes Israel's right to exist. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 51 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. During these attacks, Israeli forces injured at least 5 civilians and kidnapped 41 others, including 6 children. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya with the details.
The Israeli army invasions and kidnappings in the West Bank this week were focused in the cities of Jenin and Nablus, northern West Bank, as well as Bethlehem and Hebron, southern West Bank. On Saturday, a Palestinian civilian was wounded when Israeli forces invaded the central West Bank town of Albire. Some boys gathered and threw stones and empty bottles at Israeli soldiers, who fired rubber-coated metal bullets, sound bombs, and tear gas in response. As a result, the civilian was wounded by a bullet to the back of his head, and others suffered tear gas inhalation. On Tuesday, a Palestinian child was hit by a sound bomb in the hand when Israeli troops invaded Beit Dajan village east of Nablus city. Israeli soldiers stationed around the village's school and fired sound bombs into the schoolyards. Also on Tuesday, another Palestinian civilian was hit by a gas canister in the left leg when Israeli forces invaded the city of Jenin and clashed with local youth. Later in the week, Israeli news sources reported that an Israeli reserve officer settler was killed on Friday outside his home in Prosh Habika, a legal Israeli settlement in the occupied Jordan Valley. According to the report, the attacker hit the officer with an axe and struck the man's wife moderately, injuring her. The wife managed to escape and contacted the police. In response, the Israeli army closed all roads leading in or out the Jordan Valley and stopped and searched hundreds of Palestinian cars. Israeli army sources told media that the attack may be criminally motivated. Elsewhere this week, Israeli forces stationed along the northern Israeli borders with Gaza Strip opened fire on Monday and Tuesday, targeting Palestinian farmers and workers. As a result of those attacks, the farmers fled, fearing of being wounded. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 5th to the 11th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.